So, 22 pages. Yeah, that's not a lot.
Yeah, there's 22 pages plus adverts, of course. And adverts is where they get the revenue, really.
Yeah. Hmm.
So if they're including the adverts in the digital issues as well, which they will be doing...
Yeah.
I honestly, in my head, see no reason that they shouldn't price it at 99 cents or at least $1.50.
Yeah, $2 is pretty pricey.
Is this the DC Comics reboot?
Yeah. Have you heard the pricing on the Zoe?
I haven't seen the pricing. I looked for it but couldn't see it. All I've seen is special offers for 99 cents.
Yeah, no, the pricing is, for the first month of them being being out after the actual release date, they'll cost exactly the same out of the store copy, which is $2.99 upwards. And for after those 4 weeks, they'll drop down to $1.99, or the Justice League ones and oversized issues will start at $3.99 and only drop to $2.99. Basically, it's shit.
You know, when you put it like that, it's actually not that bad. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's digital. You're getting the convenience of having it digitally, as well as it being like a dollar cheaper.
You don't get a physical copy. So they've got no printing costs. So that should be factored into the costs. But charging the same for a digital copy as a print copy is not going to wash.
Only for the first month, though. It's because they're relaunching the entire line, and that's why they're charging the same, because they know people are just going to... Everybody's going to buy in that first month.
But even just dropping that dollar after the first month is... I don't think it's enough.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, their prices could come down. They have to build, like, a giant server infrastructure to support all of this.
Yeah, I suppose so. It's just the majority of their money isn't made from the cover sales anyway. It's made from the advertisements. So I don't see the logic in restricting the pricing, meaning they're not going to get as many out there. If they get more out there, they'd get better advertisers.
I wasn't
because
even
their distribution would be wider.
Yeah, I wasn't even looking at it from that point of view. The way I saw it was, so you can drop the price after a month, but you can't drop it straight away. Just charge the $1 less.
I don't know. Like, whoever's going to buy digital comics in the first month is going to buy them no matter what price they are. Because it's one issue per month, right? So it's only the first issue that costs the same.
Well, it's an issue per month on some titles. I think some titles are still 2 issues a month.
Okay, so like if you're buying, you know, if you're going to buy the new Batman, you're going to buy the new Batman, no matter what price it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you seen the new Batman?
No.
What the hell have they done to his costume?
I'm
interested.
I've
not seen the
movies yet of that. No.
There's like a Bat Army or something like that, or the Green Bat Corps or something like that.
No.
Oh, that's the current tie-in thing. What's happening in the comics at the moment is Batman Incorporated, and there's a Batman everywhere now because he's decided to make it a franchise thing, which is a good idea. But the new Batman that they've got for this digital thing, his arms are going to hurt after the first 10 minutes of wearing his costume. He's got glider wings attached to his arms.
Oh my gosh.
Have you got a link to him?
I haven't, but I can quickly find it. I'll just boot up Chrome.
That would be good, cool, because I can't seem to find it here.
I can't seem to find it. I'm having a quick look, so...
The new Superman, I like the idea of updating his costume, but when he starts out, he's wearing jeans and T-shirt, and that's not good. And the cover image that they've got is basically the same image as DC 1 Million, and his costume sucked. So I'm not happy.
Oh, dear.
Well, just to put my thoughts on the DC on the pricing thing to bed, the thing that I think they've missed out on is the fact that when I heard about it and I heard that they were going to be doing the digital issues on the day of it, etc., my honest to God first thought was, if the pricing here is decent, then for the first time in my life I may actually pick up 2 or 3 DC titles on a regular basis and read them. And I was really quite excited to do that. And if they had been at $1.50, then
that's a good point. Because what they really are trying to do is to get new readers with this.
Exactly. And I'd have picked up two or three titles at $1.50, and then have had me reading two or three titles. But at that announcement of price, I've instantly just went, oh, well, no, fuck that.
I have to admit, I read DC. I like Batgirl, and I used to read Supergirl when Peter David did it, and they were great.
Yeah.
But I will not pay the same for an online copy as a physical copy because I'm not getting the physical copy. So I'll be one of those people that says, oh, so you dropped the price after a month. Well, I'll just wait a month.
And then by that time, all the spoilers will have gone onto the internet and you'll... Wow. You can probably predict what's happening.
I can predict
anyway,
what's happening anyway. They're so generic.
That's why we all went to the web. That's...
It is basically, yes.
The Webcomics Company Podcast. Visit www.webcomics.co.
The idea of the religion one was an interesting one, especially given that in France they do a lot of jokes about it. The French are big on jokes about religion, whereas we're big on about sex, but that's about as far as I got with that one.
Well, actually, recently a comic online has been making the rounds. It's like an anti-circumcision comic, and people have been saying that's really anti-Semitic. It's been online for a while, but it's hit the news recently.
I've not seen that one.
It is elegantly titled Foreskin Man.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I haven't read it, but if you Google, just Google image it with safe search on for your own search. it does seem incredibly anti-Semitic.
Okay, I've got to see this now.
This is not bad. What is happening? Which Batman am I supposed to be looking at here?
The black guy with the bat wings on his arms.
There are so many Batmen on this page. Are they all... the headline is like Black Batman? Is this...
Yes, that's the one.
No.
Yeah, that's
no,
the guy.
No, that's stupid.
The blue and purple costume.
That's it.
Superman's a lumberjack, but he's a...
The only costume that I like there is the Supergirl one, and I'm not sure it's even on this page. It's not even on the page.
Oh my god, Hawkman and Wolverine.
I know.
Oh dear.
It's like, come on, DC, you can have some good ideas yourself.
If you scroll down, Wonder Woman's costume's not bad. After all that controversy, they left her in trousers, but they kind of made it less stupid.
I know, the Wonder Woman costume's not bad. Apart from that, V-neck
choker. I didn't mind the new one at all.
I thought that she looked a bit like a 90s clubber.
Oh, so 90s. It was unbelievable.
Did you read Wonderella?
Before, let's put it that way.
No.
I read Wonderella. It's good.
Yeah, it is good. Right. It's like, I had an entire comic written and sketched out, and then DC go and change Wonder Woman's costume. It's like, there goes my evening. slightly trying to push on, it's because I haven't eaten yet. So should we record a podcast and
do it?
Oh my goodness, this really is anti-Jewish,
isn't it? And there's another villain. I was just reading some articles about it. Another one of the villains is a mad doctor, and he's persecuted by Foreskin Man as well because he's crazy for performing medical procedures. It's madness.
For goodness sake, this is terrible.
business.
Oh, for goodness sake.
My eyes.
Right, okay. Let's leave that.
Yes. Let's power through. Just as a little follow up, the evil Jewish man's villain's nickname is Monster Mohel or Mole.
Yeah.
Which is just like incredibly offensive. It's unbelievable.
The Webcomics Company Podcast. It may not be a real company, but it's a real podcast.
I could go to give Dave Wynn a call and see if he wants to pop up the podcast as a bit of a guest and come on and discuss it with us. He does a comic called Particle Fiction. It's
you very much need to spell that.
Particle Fiction. P-A-R-T-I-C-L-E.
Oh, sorry.
Particle Fiction. He actually produces it as a PDF comic every month on his website, but it's also published in book form by Orangutan Comics.
Oh, nice. Yeah, if you want to get him on, that's great. I'm going to try and find that picture of Supergirl because it's the only costume of the new DC that's actually worth looking at.
Is she still wearing a belly top?
No, and that's why it's good. Right, I've got the picture. And I'm going to send it across.
Send it.
It's halfway down the page.
Oh, the Supergirl costume is interesting, but it looks like she's wearing a nappy.
There is a bit of that.
So.
And I'm not sure what's happened to the knees on her boots.
Yeah, she must have sold them for spare cape parts. She looks pretty special in that photo, actually. Photo, what am I talking about? In that picture.
The picture is so good, you thought it was a photo?
Oh. No.
No.
It's not a particularly elegant picture of her face, is what I'm trying to say. She has, like, her eyes are a bit weird or something. Maybe yes. If I could zoom in more on it. I don't know, they're a little odd-looking. I can't put my finger on why.
They're too small for the rest of her head.
Something like that. And something, like, the perspective is wrong on her head. It looks like she's looking forward, but looking back. Because she's got no underneath of her chin. But her head is, like, tilted on a back angle if you look how close her mouth is to her nose and her eyes.
Yeah, it's a bit of an oddity on the picture. What I was looking at from this point of view, though, was the kind of modular look of the costume, where it needs to be panels that are stuck together, which I think is quite good, because most of the time, all you see is, well, that costume's clearly sprayed on.
They usually just do a little ring on their wrist.
Yeah.
She's wearing high heels though, which is a bit weird. Does she always wear high heels? Is that a thing?
That she's wearing like weird platforms.
Yeah, those boots are something else.
I know she's an alien, but that's gonna hurt.
It's gotta be pretty awkward. She's got very long feet, actually.
Yeah,
it's probably just the angle.
It's a bit of an oddity. I like the costume, but I'm not sure. And at least they've kept the basic idea of the red underwear, which Superman hasn't, because now he's basically wearing a one-piece suit with a belt.
Oh, my.
And it looks terrible.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Redesigns, I mean, they're just going to go back to the way they were within a few weeks, obviously. Oh, my God, the Superman does look terrible.
Yeah.
I don't even read. He's got, like, robot legs as well.
Yeah.
Oh. This is embarrassing for whoever drew that.
His suit's modular as well now, look at it. It's like it's got a big chest panel.
Yeah, but where hers looks futuristic, his looks like Nike from the 80s.
I know, doesn't it? Superman, just do it.
Exactly. Oh, dear. I'm not a fan. Not that I'm like a Superman reader, but just in general.
I may pick this up if they're restarting from point one, and I don't have to know about although the weird continuity that I've never heard of, then I might get into Superman. Because, yeah. To be honest, he is the ultimate of how to write a guy who's overpowered.
It does represent unique challenge.
Yes. It's basically, how can we have a story about a physical god and make it interesting month on month?
Yeah, that is a toughie. I quite like, I think it's Superboy at the bottom. Just that picture. It's quite good.
I'm not sure what the hell's going on there.
He's being constructive, I think.
Yeah, he appears to... He must be, because either that or he's got the alien queen stuck to his back.
Yeah, it does kind of look like it's giving him a hug or something.
That's weird.
It is a bit weird. I don't know, I've never read a DC comic though, so I can't really chip in too much.
Have you not? Wow.
No, not ever.
The only thing I'm going to say is I hope for their sake that they don't end up doing the same thing with Supergirl that they've done in the print comics, because what are they up to? Version 5 now, and they've gone back to the original? It's just... You can't do it. You can't establish a character and then go, oh, actually, that wasn't very good, but we'll establish another character and give them the same name.
That's bad form, that is.
Yeah.
It's lazy.
It's annoying as hell.
I cannot... I'd like to find the Batman redesign, because I have, like, a passing interest in Batman... just from like games and films and stuff. I liked those Batman films.
I already sent you the link for that one, didn't I?
It's just a little shot of him as part of the crowd, though.
Is it with a
chip? Was it not?
No, he's right at the top. He's the guy in the purple suit with the blue bits.
That's not the new Batman.
Yes, it is.
No, they cannot. Nah, get out of here.
That's the new Batman, and he's not going to be able to walk around properly because he's got big glider wings stuck to his arms. So, Batman fighting crime in wide open areas.
That... Holy crap. No way. No.
Yeah, but
He's just not another member of Batman Inc.
It seems like he is.
I hope so. I hope that's just, like, the diversion guy so that
the Batman
can...
Character to wear the Batman mantle. Yeah.
I'm back again. Hello.
Hello again.
You cannot.
In summary, unfortunately, I think Dave's at work.
Well, that's no excuse. I'm at work.
Yeah, but your work is there.
Yes, my work's here.
I was pointing as if that made some sort of. I was pointing at the computer. It's like, your work is there, Zoe, in the computer. It made sense to me at the time.
Well, if it's any consolation, I kind of got that in my head, so it came through the internet into my brain.
You see, the scary thing is, when we all say hello at the start, I actually wave as well, because I'm probably retarded.
Okay.
Hello, internet people. Hello.
Hello, as if you can see me.
Right, Maya, we were just talking about the DC relaunch. To be honest, it seems like a really good conversation piece for how not to do your restart of a comic.
I can weigh in, I've done that.
Dear DC, you suck.
I should have changed it so that they were all black.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
I'll do that next. They can have giant wings on their arms as well.
Go back to that page about Black Batman, Lumberjack Superman. And look down to the Justice League, and look where they put the gun in front of Green Lantern.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
Oh, that is very right in the middle.
Oh no.
That can't be his power.
That's really unfortunate.
Oh god. I've got so many really inappropriate jokes springing up.
I wonder if he's firing on all cylinders.
Or
if he's shooting blanks.
This time Green Lantern's got a very different kind of ring.
Yeah, it's not on his finger.
Who's the guy in the bottom in that Justice League picture? Who's this guy?
Is that Cyborg?
I don't know.
The metal guy?
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah, he's Cyborg.
I see.
I wonder what his power is. So I've not read the DC Universe for years.
He owns an iPad.
He is an iPad. And if I remember correctly, he was either terminally ill or he was in a car crash, and his mad scientist father rebuilt him.
Sounds fun. It's terrible design, whoever designed that.
I know, it's like...
So busy.
It basically looks like, I don't want to look like Iron Man. Because that's what's coming across to me.
It's, I don't know, he's got too many eyes going on there. He's got like an extra one on his forehead. And there's too many design elements, because he's got like rounded armor, but then he's also got this little spike thing is flying off, and he's got a square chin. No.
Yeah,
it's not happening.
How does he even go to the toilet in that thing?
He doesn't.
He probably doesn't need to.
He's powered by electricity.
And friendship. I mean,
it's very obvious how Green Lantern goes to the toilet in that thing, but...
Yes.
Oh, no. This is where it's going. Webcomics.co.
It's a pea shooter.
Oh, so many hey. Puns. I love it. I love it.
Shall we start?
Oh, but I'm having fun.
We didn't send you the link for the new Superman pictures and Supergirl picture.
Oh, hold on.
Luke, oh, incredible. It's incredible.
So what's
the Superman one? Hold on.
Sorry, what, Luke?
What is the topic for podcast?
Were we going to talk about the DC thing? Just about its...
I think it's a good idea to talk about it and to generalize it to making a reboot and designing characters in general.
Randomly, just I need to comment on this right now. The new Superboy costume.
Yeah.
Did somebody in their head get GLaDOS and somebody from the new Tron and have them wildly, and that this is what came out?
Now that you mention it, it does feel a little like that.
I was just thinking
it's GLaDOS meets Tron.
Yeah, it looks a bit like the Matrix as well, with that thing that's stuck in the back of Neo's head.
Mm. The Catwoman on that page is weird.
Boobs.
I don't know. She's there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, that's not Catwoman. That's Cleavage Woman.
It's exactly. That's why she's taking off the cat helmet mask thing and boots. Yeah. She's just. No more cat burgling. She's pouring away her diamonds as well. Now she only steals breast implants.
If it's Catwoman, why does she have a nice pair of chest puppies?
We have the characters in episode 16.
We did, yeah.
We did, yes.
Can I just say, I'd one last note about this Catwoman picture. Look at her right leg and try to understand what's happening, because I cannot.
She's broken it.
Oh! Damn you, I can't unsee that now.
Who drew that? The seam goes from the side of her leg to the back of her leg to the side of her leg.
What?
These are clearly concept drawings done quickly. It's the same person who's done the Supergirl picture. If you look at the shape of the chin.
Oh, let me go back to the Supergirl one.
If you look at the shape of the chin of Catwoman.
Oh, yeah. Someone can't draw chins.
Yeah, because Catwoman's just clearly cut off at one side.
She's stolen Stephen Strange's cape.
Who?
She's stolen Doctor Strange from Marvel's cape. I swear that's the colour from his cape.
It may well be.
We should be recording this hilarity, I think.
I am.
If we're going to do... good.
And how do those boots even work?
They don't work. She's got platform heels.
Really? You want... Like, if you're jumping around, you want knee protection.
You've got to remember, she's Kryptonian. She won't need knee protection. Nothing can harm her.
What if she falls on kryptonite?
The leather's going to crumple up at the back under the knees, and that's not going to... It doesn't work.
I know. But you've got to remember... You've got to remember, though, these costumes, they're not leather. They're some weird future thing that's about as thick as Lycra.
I almost said something sexist that I was going to regret.
Go for it.
No, I'm really not going to say that because I'm going to regret that.
This DC topic. Sorry. Oh no, go ahead.
Cyanide happiness level. A situational comment. That's all.
Right. Fair enough.
This DC topic could be a good way into just like a discussion about selling your comic online, selling digital copies.
Oh, that would be good.
The critical thing for webcomics is the fact that they're distributed. Essentially, there's the alternative route than simply putting things free online, although that is what we've all done.
We have. It would be difficult for us to talk about charging for it, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, it kind of is a game changer, because what it's doing is it's normalizing paying for comics online.
True.
Because they're not selling comics online, they're selling digital copies for a reader. And I think even we would sell digital copies formatted for a reader. I could put the Moon and Kira books in a format for the Kindle and the iPad and the Nook. In fact, I am in the process of doing that, and I will be charging for them.
I want to do that as well.
Why is that different, though?
Because it's not a webcomic.
Because it's formatted properly for reader. Readers aren't all web-enabled. In fact, most of them aren't. Your Kindle isn't web-enabled.
Yeah, but how is DC selling reader copies of their comics different from me selling reader formatted copies of Moon Kyo that you're charging for? It seems like the same situation, no?
No, that's what I'm arguing. It is the same situation.
Yeah.
It's not, but they're not putting it on the web. They're not doing like we do and producing a free, and producing something that you can only read on the web page. None of them. You actually have to have a reader of some sort to be able to read them. So they're So they're not coming into our marketplace.
My biggest problem is they're going through that Comixology thing, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. So you need something that is Comixology enabled.
Well, not even that, but that means that if I were to buy one of their comics, I'm not buying it, I'm renting it.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, and wasn't there a thing with Marvel how they pulled one of their comics and they just it was released too early or something and they just deleted it off everyone's machines?
Yeah,
I can do that.
So right, there's a lot of stuff to talk about in this, but I think we definitely want to link it back to webcomics.
I'm not going to be buying this then. They can release as many as they want. They can release all 52. I'm not going to buy them if I have to rent them and I don't actually own the damn thing.
Yeah, that's digital content though. I mean, and you know, that could be a good thing to talk about.
Yeah, definitely would be. I could do a rant on that straight off.
So do we want to do a quick episode on this?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, hang on, I'll set the timer. Do you want me to do it for the full half an hour, or...?
We've already got some content, haven't we? So.
Well, I've been recording for the last 18 minutes on this.
Well, sure, I'll put it on for the half an hour and we'll see how we go on.
Yeah. We could try it. If we had that email we could use if we wanted to put in.
I
mean, it's probably best we don't. If we run out of things to say, we don't just try and stretch it for
half an hour
if we don't need to.
Let's come to the mailbag if we finished early on this.
Okay. I'll start the timer then.
Okay.
All right, start it.
Thank you for listening to the Webcomics Company podcast. See you in 2 weeks' time.
I'm just going to hang up from here. If you give me 5 minutes, I'll give him a ring and come back on and see if he wants to do it.
Okay.
Coolio.
Right, back in a few minutes.
Right, now he's gone, we can talk about him.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Thank God he's out of here, right?
Yeah.